Well, it's always nice to get headlines that are positive. And, well, there's some very positive headlines for the Ford Motor Company president and CEO, Jim Farley. On the other end of our line, Ford to lead $11.4 billion investment in four new EV battery plants in Tennessee and Kentucky. Jim Farley, the largest manufacturing investment in Ford's 118-year history. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning. So excited to spend this morning with you, and thanks for the opportunity to chat about this huge investment.
Well, the first question that I've been asked is, and I think I might know the answer, but I need to hear it from you. Well, this is great, except why is it in Tennessee and Kentucky and not all in Michigan?
Great question. Well, as you know, we just announced a $500 million investment in the Rouge plant and over $7 billion spending in Michigan. So this is to complement that. We're already accelerating, hiring more people. Just for the Lightning, we're going to hire almost 500 new people, and this complements that. The reason why we chose this location, battery plants, we have three of them. This is a million vehicles worth of batteries, and to build that many batteries, we need to have affordable energy. We need to have environmental approval for the sites. They need to be greenfield sites, not any remediation from environmental issues like a brownfield site. And there's actually not many of these sites around. The assembly plant is the biggest in our history, as you said. It's six square miles. There's just very few sites this big in the country. No flooding risk, no hurricane risk. After the Michigan investments, this is another great investment by the company.
Well, and of course, Michigan benefits from Ford Motor Company doing well, however you do well. And that secures the jobs that we have here, which you've just pointed out, Jim Farley, you've already added to, and you will continue to add to in what you say is the number one manufacturer of automobiles in all of the United States, Ford Motor Company.
Well, that's us, and we have bet on America. Other brands haven't, and this just extends, our investment. 11,000 new jobs, more jobs in Michigan. You know, we're growing as a company. Our battery electrics are completely sold out. F-150 Lightning's up to 150,000 orders so far. Mach-E is sold out. It's really a big bet by the company on the future, and we want to remake American manufacturing in this zero emission world. This factory would be carbon neutral, just like the factory at the Rouge making the Lightning. And I think we can really lead our country into insourcing batteries instead of buying them overseas, good paying jobs for Americans, and moving more of these jobs into the U.S.
Well, we've learned a thing or two, haven't we, just from the chip shortage right now, how important it is to have better control of the things we need in our vehicles.
You're exactly right. And batteries are the heart of these new, digital vehicles. And we got caught out with the reaction to Mach-E and F-150. I think this really changed our mind about really getting serious about battery manufacturing at the company. And I think this battery capacity is almost twice the whole battery capacity for the U.S. So this is a huge, huge commitment to making batteries inside the company. And our partner with SKI, we're really confident of their quality and their safety record. But this is something Ford has to learn how to do, and it won't stop with batteries, Paul W.
Well, no. In fact, Jim Farley, Ford Motor Company president and CEO, has been quoted as saying, this goes well beyond electric powertrains. You say, on your way to reinventing auto manufacturing in the United States, you say that electrification is really underselling the change. It's like talking about the batteries in the iPhone. You're saying it's much more important than that. Explain, educate us.
Well, in 2007, all of us used our cell phones to make phone calls. And the biggest companies in the world were Motorola, Nokia, and BlackBerry. 2 years later, Samsung and Apple invested in an embedded software system with a camera and a GPS sensor and a gyro and all sorts of things. And those embedded systems allowed the phone to be used by for so many other things. The same thing is happening with cars. You know, cars used to be get us to point A to point B, and a Mustang was a lot of fun, and a Bronco was a lot of fun. But now it's going to change. Cars are going to start to be able to be updated and changed, make them better every day, like your phone. They're going to be able to precondition your house when you get there with lighting and your temperature. They're going to be a workplace for working. It's really going to change because of these embedded systems. That's why Doug Fields came from Apple to Ford, because he wants to build the best embedded system. And this is exactly the change. It's a digital product, not just an electric propulsion system.
What did you mean when you said, Jim, that we have to, quote, go back to Henry Ford's model, end of quote?
Well, yeah, thank you for asking that. You know, I think Henry Ford would be, well, other than telling us to go faster, I think he would absolutely love to come back at this moment in the company's history, because he believed with the Rouge plant, he got sick of buying bodies and supplies from other companies. He totally insourced. You know, we brought the raw iron ore from the Great Lakes up the Rouge River at the Rouge plant. We made glass, rubber, wood, and all the raw materials to build a vehicle. No one had ever done that before. And we're going back to that model. For the last 70-plus years, we've been outsourcing most of our content to suppliers. And they do a great job. We're so thankful for them. But this digital product requires us to design the silicon, insource them, secure chip manufacturing for our vehicles, insource the batteries, insource the motors. We're going back to the model that we used in 1928, the Rouge plant.
You know, you've said before, Jim, that that you think this is an employment opportunity. On the other hand, people point out that because electric vehicles are less mechanically complex and require less time and labor to assemble, that it's been always talked about that the transition might result in job losses with this electrification move.
Well, that is actually technically true. An electric vehicle is far simpler to manufacture. There are less moving parts. The parts that are there, and this has big impact for dealers, the parts that are there, they don't break as much. And so whether you're a technician in a dealership or you're working in an engine or transmission plant, you know, electrification is a big change. But that's why Ford is betting on insourcing, because by insourcing, we can bring more jobs to the company and actually add jobs. You know, we're adding over 7,000 jobs just for the batteries. Those are jobs that today, you know, a lot of that is not at Ford. We make some of the engine components, but not all of them. And we're going to be making all of these batteries. So I think it's insourcing is not only a key part of controlling our supply chain to get out of the chip situation that we're in, but also to add jobs. And I think it's a really important strategy by the company. And I think you're going to see more of it from other companies.
So we have Ford teaming up with your battery manufacturing partner, SK Innovation, or SKI. The figure we keep hearing is investing more than $11.4 billion to build a vehicle assembly, battery production, supplier campus in West Tennessee, I guess Blue Oval City, if you will. How much actual money do they have in the game?
About $4 billion, and we're putting in over $7 billion. So most of it is Ford. Obviously, we build the assembly plant, and we're going to own about 50% of the battery manufacturing and the cost to do so. You know, these battery plants, there are going to be hundreds of them across the United States, and they're very expensive. They take five times the electricity than an assembly takes. They're very different than what we've been doing at the company. The technology was developed in Asia. You know, the U.S. really didn't have the latest, chemistry know-how. But now we're bringing it to the U.S. And these companies like SKI, they have the technology. We want to learn from them and use the technology so we could do this ourselves someday.
Do you see Ford Motor Company buying out SKI eventually?
I think over time, you know, there's no doubt about it in my mind. We'll work with technology partners like SKI, but we have to absolutely learn how to do this ourselves. It's just something we have to. You know, when Henry Ford started, he bought the bodies for the Model T from the Dodge brothers. And over time, he learned how to make bodies. And, you know, we're going to have to do the same thing. It's going to take time. You know, solid state, iron phosphate, there's a lot of chemistry changes that will happen along the way. But we have to learn how to do this ourselves.
Well, congratulations to you, Jim. You're a ball of fire. You've brought so much to Ford Motor Company in a short period of time, even though you've been associated with the company a long time. But now Ford Motor Company president and CEO, a real car guy, Jim Farley. And I leave you with this quote because I love this quote. Jim, I know you've heard it a million times already, but last night I saw it on the national news when they were walking through a plant with Bill Ford, and the reporter said, "What would your great-grandfather, Henry Ford, say about this, Mr. Ford?" And he said, without missing a beat, "What took you so long?"
Well, Paul W., thank you so much for the time. And thank you to all the Ford employees and all of our partners listening. We're so thankful for all you're doing. It's so fun to grow this company. I'm so proud to be here in Tennessee and Kentucky today to represent the company. And you do such a fantastic job for our local community, Paul W. Thank you for everything you do to support all of us.
You're very kind. Jim Farley, Ford Motor Company, president and CEO. Thank you, sir. As Ford is, as they say, leading America's shift to electric vehicles with new mega campuses in Tennessee, twin battery plants in Kentucky, investment to create 11,000 jobs and power the new lineup of advanced EVs. And yes, I asked why not in Michigan. He explained, and this obviously will all help everybody working for Ford in Michigan. In the end, a stronger Ford is better for jobs all the way around.